Good morning. I would like to wish everyone a blessed and happy Thanksgiving. Now, in the New Testament of the King James Version of the Bible, there are at least 18 separate occasions that include the words give thanks. Giving thanks for what we have in life is a common theme throughout the New Testament. We have multiple examples of Jesus giving thanks to God the Father. The Apostle Paul certainly encouraged his readers to give thanks. Brethren, I think we would all agree that, as citizens of the United States, we have plenty to be thankful for. However, living in such an affluent society has given way to people who take things for granted. I'm afraid that far too many people in this country have come to expect to have things just because they reside in America. Many fail to give thanks to the God that has blessed us all. Sadly, the attitude of entitlement permeates our society. I want to now read something that I believe is appropriate for all of us to hear on Thanksgiving. As I read this, please listen closely and think about just how blessed you really are in this country. Here goes, quote, "If you have food in your fridge, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of the world. If you have money in the bank, your wallet, and some spare change, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million people who will not survive this week. And if you have never experienced the dangers of battle, the agony of imprisonment or torture, or the horrible pangs of starvation, you are luckier than 500 million people currently alive and suffering. And if you could read this message, you are far more fortunate than the 3 billion people in the world who cannot read at all. Friends, we are truly blessed." Now, there is a wonderful old Christian hymn, "Count Your Blessings." I would like to close this morning by reading the chorus of this great song. Here goes. "Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will really surprise you what the Lord has done." Let us pray. Father God, giver of life, we should always be thankful for the blessings you have given us, not only on this day, but every day. Bless us with the attitude of gratitude. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.